I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Paso Robles, California, at the new luxury resort hotel, the Ava, located in the heart of downtown. Come along and join me for a visit with the general manager, Matt Clayfish.
Matt Clayfish here at the Ava Hotel Paso Robles. We're a Hilton Curio Collection hotel.
So how long has this been open? I didn't even know about it.
I hear that every now and then. We opened August 20th, 2025. So, gosh, coming up on our first year here soon.
Located on the former site of the Hayward Lumberyard, the AVA is so new, it was definitely time to come and explore the new hotel.
They actually, when they were excavating the land to build the hotel, they found a lot of supplies related to the lumber yard. And some of them you'll see near our elevator. They're saved in glass encasements. And then you'll notice a lot of the wood themes throughout the hotel. That was
lives on.
It lives on with the Ava Hotel.
The name AVA is an acronym for American Viticultural Area in honor of the region's world-class wines and winery.
Paso Robles is known to have, I believe, 11, but the AVA hotel didn't roll off the tongue, so they landed on the Ava Hotel, which is, beautiful name. It makes for good storytelling, perhaps.
Exactly. Yeah. And what an AVA. I mean, this is world-class wine. So it follows that you have a wine library here, right?
Yeah, blessed to live in beautiful wine country in Paso Robles and definitely the leader for tourism and part of, bred into the community here and bred into the hotel and our business plan and everything we do.
And how many rooms are here?
We're 151 guest rooms.
And you have on-site restaurant?
So we have three bars and restaurants. We have Pine Street Bistro in our lobby. We have Emray Restaurant, which is our Mediterranean fine dining restaurant. And then we have Esperanza on the rooftop, which is like our Baja bar lounge that's on the second floor rooftop. We have seven different retail locations that are, attached to the building that are being leased. We have a Bounding Main, which is kind of women's apparel and clothing. We have a Sip and Style that's actually opening this month, which you can go sip your wine and get your hair done, not maybe for me, but I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy that. And then, they're filling up the rest of the leasing space. They couldn't start construction until we opened and finished. So,
remember correctly, you went to Cornell?
Yeah. So, I was blessed at a young age. My mom said, go get a job. So, I went to a country club a few blocks down up near Dallas and Texas and started working in country clubs at 15. So when I went to go to school at Cornell, I was playing football and, they have seven different colleges there. And I remember going and saying, well, I loved hospitality. And so easy fit for me to slide in there. Yeah.
Where did you think you were going to go? You're at Cornell, your hotel school. Where did you think you would wind up?
Honestly, I wanted to travel. Okay. So I thought, man, getting a job in a hotel, maybe I'll end up overseas or I'd end up in Hawaii. And, I grew up some in Southern California, so San Diego area. So, going to the Cornell school, I think it just opened up a lot of doors for me. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, I did spend 5.5 years on Kauai. That dream kind of came true.
Where were you on Kauai?
On the South Shore in Poipu. Now that is a Marriott Autograph Collection called Kalua Landing Resort. When I started, it was 69 rooms. Now it's over 250. Beautiful resort on the South Shore. So got to live down by the beach and fish from the shore and do some spearfishing. And
that's a tough one to pull you away from that duty.
Yeah, yeah. Although I think island fever they talk about. I think that becomes a real thing at some point. Yeah. Being on an island of 65,000 people, but really fun 5.5 years there.
In Kauai, if you want to get away, you have to drive in a circle.
Yeah, there's not many places to go, or we'd hop on a quick flight to Oahu to rejoin civilization occasionally.
So you live in Paso now?
Yep, I've been in Paso for almost 2 years. So I came on during the construction phase to open this hotel.
What's your market? Who are you marketing to?
Despite perhaps the news articles, the wine industry is the leading charge out here, as you mentioned, Paso Robles, the AVA, and all the great winery partners out here. And I think the community of agriculture and farming, too, that ties into the winery and the great production, which produces the great wine. But I think, the peace and serenity and the enjoyment people get out here, a shout out to all the great farmers and agricultures and winemakers in the region who've created a community. That's the driving piece of business. And then Even the Mid-State Fair and Vina Robles Amphitheater, and there's, you know, Sensoria, there's several other kind of, you know, leading attractions out here now to complement the wine.
Do you wine tasting dinner?
We work super close with a lot of the wine makers. I think this day and age, when people are doing winemaker dinners, they want it to be, you know, a little more than the basic drink this Cabernet. And, well, that's certainly fun, don't get me wrong. I partner with small producers. We try to do vertical tastings or something really fun or multiple courses and try to make it really engaging. But yeah, lots of wine dinners, whiskey dinners, and you know, just great food and beverage.
So you learn a lot while you're working.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, you're definitely blessed to taste a lot of great wine. I guess someone has to do it. I worked some in the Texas wine industry too. Out there, I got my wine spirit education training, my WSET 1 and 2. So, you know, kind of got involved in the wine program out here. So when I came to this hotel and got a chance to taste Paso Robles wine, I think it's been a great, you learn a ton of education out here. And then out here too, a lot of the organic and regenerative farming and the farming techniques are really advanced, I'd say. And so that's been fun to learn about, kind of share with our customers.
If you had a day off, where would you go wine tasting?
That's a trick question. So it's like asking where you're going to go to eat dinner.
Or who's your favorite child?
Yeah, exactly. It's a good problem to have. So I have friends who come out and I usually ask them, like, what do you want to do? It's like, do you want to go to a fine dining restaurant and eat steak? Do you want to go to a place that has like fusion and new things? Or is organic farming really important to you? So I tend to kind of ask like a few questions and I'm like, all right, let's dig in here. Yeah. If it's somebody's coming and they want a romantic or maybe more intimate experience with a close-knit, we'll go to Clos Salen or L'Aventure Winery. And if you want beautiful views, great wine and food, sometimes we'll go to Dow or Niner. If you want to see great wine production and like the isosceles blend at Jest, I mean, there's kind of the sky's the limit. So we try to keep it to 2 to 3 a day. I definitely like take them around or really cool small producers too if you want to have some fun. So
do you offer guided wine tours for the guests?
Absolutely. So I think out here, one thing special about Paso Robles is we try to have like a seamless experience. So when a guest comes here and they're staying at the Ava Hotel, it's like from their arrival experience, they feel connected. They feel like the businesses are connected and we're talking. So we do a ton of wine tours and wine experience. I mean, the walking tours in Tin City to, you know, private cars. We even have people come out and we'll drive your car and take you if you want to stay in your own vehicle and not worry about driving back. So there's kind of
a good plan.
Yeah, that's a good plan. And so tons of different wine tours. And I usually say the same thing to guests, which creates fun conversation. And the reason I'm in hospitality is, what do you want to experience? Do you want some of the big, beautiful producers that are doing it great? Do you want more experiential, small producers, big producers, or a mix? And I'd say most people, they have their favorite one in mind. They're like, we're going to Dow. But they're like, we want something cool and we love red wine, or we want old vine wine at Canara Cellars with Anthony Ount. I mean, it just kind of sky's the limits.
Do you have an on-staff concierge?
We do. So we have guest service ambassadors. We train at a concierge level, and then we have a concierge at the front desk, and then we have a sommelier who works in our restaurant programs.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Talk to us about food and beverage here. Start with your main dining venue.
So for a 151-room hotel, we have a lot of food and beverage power here. So we have Emre, which is a Turkish word, means like fire and friendly, and that's our Eastern Mediterranean restaurant. So although I love pasta, we don't just do like Italian only food. We do some Turkish, Moroccan food. So we have tagines and Greek souvlakis, and that's our fine dining restaurant. We partnered with Julian Aseo, who is our consultant chef. He owns Le Petit Canaille in town. He owns Serenay in town. He worked with Guy Savoy and Michelin star restaurants. So he really was critical in, he's French, so that helps. And he worked in Morocco. So he really helped guide the culinary aspect for that particular restaurant. So, and then our executive chef, Casey McMinn, who's on site every day. I mean, fresh, beautiful, like proteins, vegetables. We work with Windrose Farms. That's the other thing I love about the Central Coast. Tying to the great farmers and wine is like the great local farmers and producers that are creating great vegetables out here.
You're spoiled. You know that.
We are super spoiled. I mean, living in Texas, which I love living in Central Texas, we get a lot of great beef and pork and things, but the vegetables and fruit that come out of the Central Coast is like truly amazing. Yeah.
And green.
What a perfect way to tie into a Mediterranean restaurant where we're featuring proteins and fresh vegetables. And I mean, they're making almost everything in Emre in-house, which I think creates to a great experience and, you know, great Mediterranean wine. I mean, with so many Rhone varietals out here, You got your Grenache, your Syrah, your Mouvade, and things that just pair great with all those kind of proteins and vegetables.
It's kind of cool. You get all the way around the world. You're in Morocco, yeah. And here you see this Central Coast wine.
It's definitely fun. I mean, when we had people, there was a group from Wisconsin in there the other day, and I was explaining some of the different farms and the different people we work with, and they said the same thing. They're like, "You guys are spoiled." And I said, "You know, that's a good point. You know, we're glad we can share that with everybody who comes to visit."
So you have other dining venues.
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, Emre's are, I'd say, fine dining, but we don't want it to be like stuffy, because Paso's not stuffy.
Yeah.
So we definitely want people to feel relaxed when they come in. We also lean towards big groups in there because it's kind of family style. I mean, big Slovakis and hummus and baba ganoush and zaluk, and so we family style, we're friendly there. And then upstairs above it on our second floor rooftop is Esperanza, so that's our Baja lounge and grill up there. It's more of a vibe up there. I don't, you know, it's got beautiful botanicals and rhythmic music. Our number one sell up there is guacamole. The second one, ceviche. Lots of shareables, margaritas. 80% of what we sell up there is margaritas and guacamole. So it's kind of a fun vibe.
Reading in, especially your dining venues, it's as much locals as it is hotel guests, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Especially, we look at that every month. I'd say Esperanza is probably 86% locals. So we've got our regulars up there who come and support us, which we love. And we try to be super local friendly. Even Esperanza has its own elevator and access on Pine Street level. So you don't actually have to come into the lobby. Some people, I feel like, they're like, do we belong in the lobby? Do we not? It's a hotel. So it has its own entrance. You know, so you can pop up to the rooftop for, you know, golden hour, you know, sunset views and vibes. And
a local following is a real interesting litmus test. So you have to cater.
You have to cater, and you have to price things, I think, right, which is tough in this day and age of, you know, rising costs for gasoline and tariffs and beef prices. So we really work hard to keep our cocktails, you know, $15 to $17. And we try to keep, you know, several food items under $20. And even in Emre, you don't have to come there and spend $100. We have we call it a date night menu that's $50 a person that includes wine. That just, we kind of advertise those things to let locals know, like, hey, you don't have to break the bank every time you come by the Ava Hotel.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So what are we missing?
Pine Street Bistro. So that's our everyday breakfast and lunch spot in our lobby, but it has two beautiful patios. Also very dog friendly. So dogs are welcome inside and outside. So we have pup cups. We even have a small dog menu. So we love our furry friends here, but we want to be like the local cafe spot where you come. I mean, there's people who come and they sit by the fireplace in the lobby and they come and drink their, I mean, literally they're here probably four or five times a week. So we've got Brad and Dave in there. They're like our, you know, I go by and shake their hands every morning and they're drinking their coffee. And we got people who work in there. So I encourage you, like, I guess, like, treat it like a Starbucks. If you just want to come and use our internet, you know, bring your own coffee or water, like, you're still welcome in Pine Street Bistro. Kind of a French American bistro concept. So, you know, we don't just phone it in. We don't have pre-made burritos. We do a beautiful breakfast burrito. We do quiche, and we get our bakery from Back Porch out of a Tascadero.
To learn more about your world, do you have a go-to website?
Yeah, the avahotel.com is our vanity website. So on there, it has like all of our fun informations and photos and information about our restaurants and how to book and come in. But the easiest way is just to, you know, come by with, you know, you want fine dining in Emre? Do you want to sit and have a margarita and chips and salsa? Or do you want some coffee in the morning? I mean, there's something, I think, for everybody here. And my name is Matthew Clayfish. I'm the general manager at the Ava Hotel, Curio Collection by Hilton.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Ava Hotel in downtown Paso Robles.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.